The Oregon State men's basketball team bounces back from Friday's loss with a 95-53 rout to Illinois-Chicago. The Beavs are now 7-2. They shot nearly 58% from the floor and sank 8 of 15 three-pointers. The Flames were held to a paltry 29.8 shooting percentage from the floor. OSU will host Howard tomorrow. The UCLA Bruins yesterday introduced Jim L. Mora as their new head football coach. That was at a press conference. Mora says the Bruins can once again be a great team.
This is a proud institution. It's an outstanding academic institution. I say that it's a sleeping giant in college football.
The 50-year-old Mora previously coached the Seattle Seahawks and the Atlanta Falcons. He's replacing Rick Neuheisel, who was fired before the teams lost Oregon in the Pac-12 championship game. Pittsburgh linebacker James Harrison is suspended one game for last Thursday's helmet-to-face mask hit quarterback Colt McCoy. Harrison lowered his head and struck McCoy square on in the face mask after he scrambled out of the pocket. He was flagged for roughing the passer. McCoy suffered a concussion on the play. Luke Donald has been named the PGA Tour Player of the Year. The 34-year-old Brit is the first golfer ever to win money titles on both the American and European circuits in the same season. Number one in the official world golf rankings, Donald won twice on the PGA Tour and finished with a tour-leading $6.7 million in winnings. And TMZ.com reports NBA Hall of Famer Scottie Pippen has filed a lawsuit in Illinois federal court against outlets like CBSSports.com, CNBC.com, and Arizona State University for falsely stating he is bankrupt. Scottie's lawsuit calls the reports of his financial demise, quote, a most foul libel indeed, end quote, noting that his net worth has been no lower than $40 million over the past 10 years. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.